Elizabeth Banks blames media for promoting Charlie's Angels flop as feminist. By David Ng on August 1, 2023. Charlie's Angels director Elizabeth Banks is apparently still sore over the 2019 box office disaster and is now taking her frustration out on the news media, claiming Entertainment Reporters unfairly presented the movie as feminist as part of their gendered agenda. But anyone who has had the misfortune of sitting through the movie knows that the filmmakers went to great lengths to insert woke feminism into the storyline, including a girl power montage that opens the movie in a surprise revelation that Charlie is a woman, not a man. Elizabeth Banks chastised the entertainment news media's obsession with gender in a recent interview with Rolling Stone. "So much of the story that the media wanted to tell about Charlie's Angels was that it was some feminist manifesto," she said. "People kept saying, 'You are the first female director of Charlie's Angels.' And I was like, 'They've only done a TV show in McGee's movies, what are you talking about? There's not this long legacy. I just love the franchise.'" She added, "There was not this gendered agenda from me. That was very much laid on top of the work, and it was a little bit of a bummer. It felt like it pigeonholed me in the audience for the movie." Charlie's Angels was a major box office bomb, grossing just $17.8 million domestically when it was released in 2019. The Sony release was a girl power action comedy that played up female empowerment while de-emphasizing the sex appeal that was the calling card of the original TV series and two previous movies. As Breitbart News reported, the new Charlie's Angels features a moment when Kristen Stewart delivers a woke lecture about how women can do anything. The movie even makes Bosley into a woman, played by Banks herself. Self-awareness doesn't seem to be Banks' strong suit. "To lose control of the narrative like that was a real bummer," Banks told Rolling Stone. "You realize how the media can frame something regardless of how you've framed it. I happen to be a woman who directed a Charlie's Angels movie that happened to star three incredible women. You can't control the media saying, 'You are a lady director,' and that's special," which it is, "but it's not the only thing." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.